Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Paul Gallant in for Reggie. He is John Lopez. Four Houston Texans were named to the Pro Bowl today. Will Anderson, Derek Stingley, no surprises there. Nico Collins in a season where C.J. Stroud hasn't been playing great. Mm-hmm. He also makes it. And Azeez Al-Shaair, Texans linebacker, gets the nod as well. He did not play this past Sunday against the Las Vegas Raiders. The Texans are one of three teams with four players to the Pro Bowl. The Rams and Chiefs, the other two teams. Four teams have five players. The Cowboys, the Chargers, Eagles, and Lions. And four teams have six players. The Ravens, Broncos, Seahawks, and 49ers. They have more Pro Bowlers than most teams in the league. And Azeez Al-Shaair, shout out to him. Mm-hmm. What a redemption tour 2025 has been. Where he's a Walter Payton Man of the Year nominee. And on top of that, he gets Pro Bowl accolades a year after everyone was acting like he is the worst thing that's ever happened to football because of the hit on Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, look, and obviously, you know, very well deserved, very happy for these guys. And of course, your mind immediately goes to, all right, who didn't, who kind of got snubbed here? And of course, there's going to be alternates, and there's already some alternates as well.
Quarterbacks will probably get down to the very bottom of the barrel, where maybe C.J. Stroud ends up a Pro Bowl quarterback because of all the guys who opt out.
No, you may well, to be honest. But I immediately went to Dalton Schultz, clearly the best tight end in the AFC, but was snubbed by Travis Kelce, who's been better than. And who's the other one? I forget. Brock Bowers.
Bowers makes sense. Kelce, it's as if this was done by all of the very, very, very not at all scary and terrifying Swifties out there.
Yes. But then I forgot about one that deserves to be on the Pro Bowl. And he was named an alternate, and that's what reminded me. Jalen Petrie.
He's having a good season.
Jalen
right.
Petrie is having a really good season. And that whole tackling thing back in the day is just gone now. We
for
talked
sure.
about it yesterday. He's having a great year.
He plays a weird position. Mm-hmm. So it's and I don't think the NFL's quite figured out how to best differentiate someone playing what Jalen Petrie's playing versus the average nickel corner, because Petrie's more of a linebacker in that
role.
He's
a little bit of everything.
But he does a little bit of everything. You're right. He's had a great season, and it wasn't that long ago that D'Amico Ryans, when asked about who sets the tone for the Texans' defense, he brought up first Kamari Lassiter, two Jalen Petrie, and three Azeez Al-Shaair. All three of those guys, I think, had cases to be Pro Bowlers this year. Kalen Ballock, I wanted more out of this season. That's not to say he's been bad. I know he is disappointed that he is not a Pro Bowler, but I really thought Ballock was going to take that next step.
Well, he was the first alternate. The three first alternates are Lassiter, Bullock and Jalen Petrie. And again, Schultz didn't even make first alternate.
Yeah.
This is bizarre. But I'm glad you brought up Alshire because we were talking earlier about, and I think we all landed on the same place, you know, what concerns you more, not just Saturday, but moving forward, the injuries on the offensive line or the injuries and, you know, success that the Raiders had up the interior of the defensive line. I think we all landed on the offensive line, but it is a real concern up the, you know, the interior. We heard DeMeco talking about it earlier, but let's hear from DeMeco again, because I think Alshire coming back, how much of that is he going to repair, even with, you know, some players on the some defensive tackles that aren't necessarily, you know, at the same level?
Azeez is being the play caller, the green dot guy, right, on his helmet. He's handled the communication all year. So when you do lose a guy like Azeez, Henry moves over to the Mike linebacker spot. He has to handle the communication. Not Henry's done it before, but it's like, where are you most comfortable? Mm-hmm. And of course, Azeez, having done it a lot, he's more comfortable in that spot. He's done it for longer, and he's done a really good job of it. So we missed having him out there. Hopefully we can get him back this week. But, you know, you don't miss sometimes when plays are happening fast and you have to talk to other guys. Like, he's that coach on the field that has to get things corrected. When we can't get a call in quick enough or they're going hurry up, he gets that call in. He kind of knows what we're thinking, where we want to go with the call. So it's and he's also just a motivator out there on the field as well. He has to do his job, but he has to communicate, talk to the other guys, get them pumped up, amped up throughout the series. If things go bad, he has to get it fixed. So it's a lot that's on your plate as a Mike linebacker, that Azeez is an extension of us as the play caller, and he's done an outstanding job of it all year.
Routine is such a big part of an athlete's day-to-day, and it is something that gets lost in the shuffle when we see somebody step up, because it's football. It's next man up. But, John, I'm sure when you were playing high school football that you probably had some sort of responsibility before every single play. I remember when I was playing safety, I was told that I have to tell everyone on the defense which side of the field is the strong side, which, and that would entirely determine what we were doing. And there would be other communications that happen. When you get moved from not doing that every single play to doing that every single play, you can see how that would get lost in the shuffle or take a little bit of time, even if Henry To'oto'o has done it before, where it takes him a little bit of time to get up to speed. And then on top of that, all the other things that Alshire brings to the table. Mm-hmm. He's one of the most important players on this defense, which, by the way, also features Danielle Hunter, who is a great Pro Bowl snub, but bringing it back to Azeez Alshire.
Yeah, and that, by the way, that is about as long an answer as you will ever hear from DeMeco.
Yeah.
That's how much he loves this dude.
And he's played the same position, so he has better perspective on it than anyone.
And he wore the green dot as a rookie, you know, so from his rookie year, I should say. So that is about, that says a lot about the respect and the importance of Alshire. So I feel as if, you know, defensively, it should make you feel a lot better. And by the way, they'll be taking the field here in about a half hour. So we'll have – this is the Wednesday of their work week because they're playing on Saturday. So I don't necessarily expect Alshire to be on the field just because he's a veteran and all that. But we'll maybe get some reports on just how he's moving, if he's out there, et cetera.
This is one of those tricky times of year where practice reports – try not to put too much stock into them, right? Yeah. Because they are resting lots of guys at this point in the season. How much do you need? Jim Harbaugh is the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers. He is definitely up there, I think, as far as coach of the year possibilities. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he'll get it, but the Chargers, I mean, they've dealt with injuries to both of their tackles. Mm-hmm. Justin Herbert's having a hell of a season playing through the injuries he's playing with. Maybe you don't think Herbert's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. He's definitely one of the toughest. But Jim Harbaugh is always really funny whenever we hear from him, and he had some very interesting things to say. I think that we got a couple of the clips from his press conference
today. Well, the one that stood out, because we're talking about Alshire, the one that stood out to me is just how important he is. You got to feel better about the interior of the defense. You got to feel better about the run success that was was had against the Texans this past week, just because Alshire is on the field. I think the same thing can be said with Nico Collins, and certainly Jim Harbaugh pretty much said it.
Michigan man.
I've always loved Nico. You know, he attacks everything he does, and he's an elite competitor. He's just always been driven and always looking to get better. He's never satisfied, always trying to improve. And a great guy and a great competitor and great playmaker.
When you talk about MVP, forget like numbers and everything, just value to the offense. You can easily argue that Nico is as valuable to this offense as Al-Shaair is to the defense. He bails him out.
Yeah.
He bailed him out this past weekend.
Yep.
You know?
For sure. And that is one of those plays that you got in your back pocket whenever you're thinking things aren't
when
going
in
so
doubt,
well.
Chunk it.
Just chuck it. And I do think they should do it a little bit more. To go back to the conversation we were having a little bit earlier about, like, how does C.J. Stroud feel in this offense? Mm-hmm. It's got to be work every single week to just stick to this death by a thousand cuts scheme when you see other quarterbacks that are chucking it deep downfield. Caleb Williams is winning a game on a walk-off against the Green Bay Packers after rallying him from down 11 in the fourth quarter. What a comeback that was. And to have someone like Nico Collins available, this offense should think about better ways to make that shot play happen on a regular basis. That play should happen every game.
Yeah.
Run Nico Collins straight down the field, put a jumbo package out there, just see what happens. He is big enough where he's going to be able to probably body a corner or a safety if it comes to a jump ball kind of thing. And on top of that, he's faster than just about everybody once he gets a full head of steam. Remember that touchdown, that throw that C.J. Stroud had early on against the Chiefs, where it should have been a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Should have been a touchdown. Stroud underthrew it. And there's been a couple of underthrows by Stroud this season when chucking it deep. They got to run the shot play to Nico once a half. That's my new mandate. Once a half.
I don't disagree just because he's doing...
Once a series.
He also went on with the love for Nico Collins. And I just feel... Like
Jim Harbaugh.
Jim Harbaugh did. I just feel like what you just said has got to be a bigger recipe.
Expected. Always knew that he had the ability and the license to be right where he is. You know, like most all guys do, you know. Well, I guess that's not most, because it's just very few in the world that, you know, have that kind of ability. But they'll have all the ones that have that ability have the license, you know. And the ones that, you know, have the drive to go with it, yeah, you know that the sky's the limit.
So dramatic.
It is really interesting, the trajectory for Nico Collins. And I remember after being in Seattle for a couple of years and coming back, and in 2022 hearing about Nico Collins, is this maybe the year where he's going to blow up? And it didn't happen. And hey, is that Davis Mills' fault? Is that the offense under Pep Hamilton's fault? Yeah. I don't know. But then I remember in 2023, just for everything to take off the way that it did. And then you're like, oh my God, I see why they drafted him. It's crazy that he fell in the third round. The speed, the power, the route running ability on top of all of that. He brings so many things to the table, checks so many boxes. If you were building a wide receiver in a lab, this is what you'd want.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why against a team like the Chargers, who can play some pretty good defense as well, and you know your defense is going to be kind of piecing together the interior, but still be overwhelming. Hell, I just saw a stat a second ago. They now lead the league in scoring defense by 2 full points over the Seattle Seahawks. So you know what you're going to get from your defense to be able to just get those points. You know, D'Amico's always said, just get me to 20. You know, just get me to 20 points. I don't know if 20 points down the stretch, well, in the postseason, is really going to be enough. So you need to have those big play options.
100%. John Lopez, Paul Gallant. Up next, our lunchtime confessions. And in this hour, you can win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and Colts on Sunday to wrap up the year. Texans Ticket Tuesday is brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, presented by the Men's Clinic on Sports Radio 610.
Watch this.
This might be a first for us over at the Lopez household on Christmas Day. And I've been saying it all along. You know, we all have kind of similar traditions. You know, we're going to be doing our Christmas dinner. We talked about that earlier. And we generally put a game on with the sound off and play Christmas music. I think a lot of people probably do something very similar to that. I think I'm going to have NBA games on. This is wild, and I've been saying it till I'm blue in the face. The NBA on Christmas Day is just being demolished by the NFL. It will always be demolished by the NFL, and maybe when push comes to shove, I'm still going to choose Dak Prescott versus Josh Johnson or Jared Goff versus Max Brosnan.
Josh Johnson's back. That's awesome.
Or Bo Nix versus Chris Oladokun. Dude, these quarterback matchups, atrocious. Yeah,
their cheeks.
On the other hand, NBA, Rockets, Lakers, Spurs, Thunder. I don't know. I generally, the NFL wins in my house, even though we're all big basketball fans. I'm going to have to put some NBA games on instead of the NFL.
I can see why this year. I've always been of the belief that the NBA should tip off on Christmas Day the entire season.
I don't disagree with that.
Because I just think it's so tough for the NBA to get any traction until football season is starting to wrap up with the NFL and with college football. A quick confession, not my confession, but it's so hard for me to watch sports at all during the holidays.
Oh, sure.
No matter what my family knows about my background.
We put it on two different TVs with the sound off.
Yeah,
play Christmas.
That's smart.
But you're checking in on them. You know?
That's smart. I almost never get to put the TV on sports on the holidays, and I don't necessarily want to. Thanksgiving, I do.
Yeah,
that's the best part about my girlfriend's dad, because he played college football back in the day, and he was like, "We were watching college football."
Yeah,
and I was like, "All right,
yes, sir.
This is great." Now there's no one to stop me from watching football.
Yeah.
But I could totally see why you would watch the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
It is a nice slate of games. And we will see how the Rockets do against the Lakers.
Mm-hmm. It's awful quarterbacking and really awful games.
I am happy Josh Johnson, Texans legend, is back, though. Johnson, legend of half the NFL.
Yeah.
I think he played for 14 teams. I could be wrong on that front.
Something like that.
The fact that he's still in the league is really impressive. So that is at least cool. But yeah, then you watch the game and you're like, okay, wait, this is, what are we running the wing tee here? All right, my confession.
These are my confessions.
Okay. I'm really lucky that I've worked at a couple of places in radio where I have the complete trust, or I at least have complete trust in producers and the people around me.
Yeah.
Because every now and then I forget that a microphone is in front of me and bad things can happen. I mean, what did I do today?
Yeah. Well, actually, give us an example.
It's generally me saying something like kind of creepy. Look at that broad right there, you know, and stuff like that. And I'm in front of a microphone.
Yeah.
Thankfully, I have never had a moment like this one that happened in the middle of a Philadelphia Flyers radio broadcast featuring broadcaster Tim Saunders, who didn't just know he was still mic'd up with a hot mic moment. He didn't seem to believe it was happening.
Sometimes the Flyers get a sense of urgency when they're playing from behind. Now they're going to take the TV timeout. We'll take it as well. Seven gone in the third. It's 3-2 Buffalo on the Philadelphia Flyers broadcast network. Pop it up, it up, it up, it up. While you're down there, would you mind me?
Oh, God.
I think we're still on the air, Tim.
All right. Well, he wasn't laughing long.
No, we're not, are we?
The best is he said at the end, no, we're not, are we? He wasn't in belief. And then what do you just go back? Oh, on the forecheck.
So somebody was under the table fixing a wire or something?
Probably.
I think that's what I heard.
That sounds like a very plausible explanation.
Just for context, he didn't say the F word. He said something else.
It was an act.
Yeah, it was an act.
A generous one. Merry Christmas.
And did get suspended for a game. Or two.
I think he got suspended 2 games.
Yeah.
Dang. He got DK Metcalf.
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Not nearly as much money, but yes.
Anyone who's trying to get into this industry, you got to be careful what you say in front of these. And I say that all the time, and yet I never am.
And yet, I also believe that was, all due respect, that was the producer's fault.
I agree.
That was way too long.
I agree.
That was way too long.
They probably weren't paying attention, probably on their phone or whatever.
Yeah, something like that. But I think that's what I heard. Somebody who had to fix a wire. He's like, hey, why you're down there?
there have been worse hot mic moments that I have experienced that I've been around, whether it was unbearable and cusses that were still heard on the microphone while I was saying, we'll be right back on Mad Radio. Or
all the things I've said, I don't think I've ever had anything. Listeners will correct me, like really bad, go over the air. Because I generally, as soon as the mics are off, I start whatever, you know, talking.
That's true.
I keep talking.
At a previous radio station, a hot mic moment led to beef that I believe still exists between people that were
a grievance
said place. This Festivus. This guy's got fair grievances against this other guy.
Colin, you got a confession?
Of course. These are my confessions. Kind of a lame one compared to y'all's, but I'll say this: I got a new windshield for my 2014 Toyota Tacoma for Christmas. Shout out my mom and my stepdad for that. But man, I just did not realize how much a new windshield could really just make you see things better.
Oh, like, it's a game changer.
My God, it is a game changer. And because I had this little crack that was right in my line sight, like straight ahead, that I guess in my brain I had to you know, get it out of my vision. And then there's also this cracks all the way around because of rocks from big rigs. Like, just don't clean off for some reason.
Yeah.
But man, I just never thought it would be that big of a difference.
And it's expensive as hell.
Oh, no. There was a place that was saying $800.
Yeah.
They're
expensive.
It's okay, though. We found one that was like $300.
Yeah.
And, if you need to get a new windshield, go get one. Yeah. Because it makes such a big difference.
Just cleaning your windshield makes a big difference sometimes. These are my confessions. I told you guys this before the show. Johnny Manziel deserves no benefit of the doubt. Zero.
None.
We're going to have college football on a Tuesday here coming up.
12:40.
In the next segment. Yeah.
And some Texans tickets soon.
So he missed. Oh, yeah. He missed game day. It's made the rounds really all
right
across,
away.
All across. Yeah, the sportscape. And he deserves no benefit of the doubt. Zero benefit of the doubt. However, my confession is, and we were talking about it before the show, there's something different about this one. There's something different about him missing. And maybe I'm just wearing maroon-colored glasses, which I always try to avoid. And you guys know that if you listen.
He's putting on that Eddie Haskell charm on you.
Yeah. Well, he does have that. But he, you know, he was partying at the Jake Paul fight. There were Instagram pictures of him with just bottles of liquor everywhere and everything else. And then he missed it. And I'm like, of course he did. You know, he's got an issue. He's got a problem getting to College Station. And it was embarrassing. But then he posted this and he said, there's almost nothing on this earth that would have made me miss that game.
Almost.
I will continue to let everyone run out there with a fake narrative. And at the end of the day, perception always wins over reality. Then there's been some reports or rumors or talk about, you know, he has COVID and all this other. It could be, and he doesn't deserve any benefit of the doubt. But he never would have done this before. If nothing else on Johnny Manziel, he owns that he's a drunk. He owns his demons. He's, you know, he said, yeah, I've made these mistakes. There's something funny about this one.
He says, I'm recovering and feeling about a 3 out of 10. Mm-hmm. So maybe he is trying to imply he is sick. Maybe that sickness is the kind of sickness that you get.
Yeah. Self-inflicted?
Beer before liquor, never sicker. I don't know what there's sayings for other things that perhaps could have been participated in as the night went along.
Yeah.
But to what you said, yeah, he deserves no benefit of the doubt. I kind of think this is lame by him to put that out there, even if that is perhaps what it actually happened to what you're saying.
Yeah.
He is pretty honest about it. But I imagine he's pretty embarrassed here. And the reality is, you know, you might be somebody that has fun all the time. Mm-hmm. But when you have fun and there's a couple of mistakes that you make along the way, you're going to be remembered as that person.
It's always going to be the default. People are just assuming he's hungover.
Yeah.
Or he missed a flight.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
I thought he was in Miami.
Wherever it was, it wasn't College Station.
Yeah. and they had to get Alex Caruso like, hey.
Yeah.
Last second, but
why didn't Alex
on.
Caruso wear a headband? Come on, man. He wore a cap. He should have worn a headband.
The headband would have been pretty funny there. But I understand what Manziel's saying here. I empathize with him a little bit because at times I feel like I am that person in real life.
Yeah.
With some
doesn't
of my
get the benefit
some
of
my mistakes for sure. but do I deserve it after you know still essentially acting like I'm 20 in my 20s at times? Mm-hmm. Probably not. But you know that's life. Mm-hmm. This does feel like excuses being made by Manziel here. I have a confession.
These are my confessions.
So in case you've not been listening to me for a long time while I've been here in Houston way back in the day at Sports Radio 610 and all that. I'm a master procrastinator and I'm very open about what I am. I am terrified about my trip that's coming in, I would imagine. Let's take a look at the clock. My trip an hour and 30 minutes from now to go and make sure that I have prime rib.
Oh, Lord. You're kidding me.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You're kidding me.
Uh-oh.
I saw a post just now.
I just got a text from my daughter.
I saw a post just now, and somebody said, going to HEB, good luck. I might have to go somewhere else.
Look at that text. Read that text from my daughter right there.
The line to just get into the garage at HEB is a block down Shepherd. Oh, boy. Well, I guess
I just got that like not even 10 minutes ago.
I guess I'm walking to the HEB that is right next to my place. Yeah, I might have let this one slip through the cracks.
HEB on December 23rd and 24th,
hell,
to be honest. It is an absolute hellscape.
Have you ever worked at a grocery store?
Not a grocery store, no.
I used to work at a grocery store, and I would get hours generally on winter break and around Christmas time. So I would almost always work Christmas Eve. And, yeah, brutal. the 23rd, not much better.
Yeah, shout out to HEB. We all love it. It's our fault, not yours.
No, it's our fault.
And what do you have to get?
Prime rib. I think the good thing is
not popular at Christmas.
But the good thing is it is expensive enough.
Yeah.
To where maybe this year it'll be up there because beef has gotten super expensive this season. Yeah. Not looking forward to the bill on that one. Anyway, those are our lunchtime confessions. Caller 5, 713-572.
4610. Again, 713-572-4610. You will win a pair of tickets to see the Texans and Colts in the regular season finale at NRG Stadium. It's a ticket. It's a Texans Ticket Tuesday, and it's brought to you by your Houston area Ford dealers. Up next, college football on a Tuesday. John, it's your therapy session for what went down with your Aggies. Stick around in the loop, Sports Radio 610.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyer Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
Paul Gawon in for Reggie, John Lopez. The college football playoff kicked off last weekend and largely disappointing, John, in terms of competitive products, but not surprising. I think most people expected the latter two games to be bloodbaths. The first two games, the interesting ones. I feel like we should start with your alma mater, your Aggies losing 10-3 to Miami.
Yeah, look, they pretty much just brutalized each other for most of the game. That was a big-time defensive effort on both sides. I mentioned this briefly yesterday. It was one of those games where clearly you're just crushed, as any college football fan would be when your team loses. But I was actually one of those things where I was like, okay, Marcell Reed stunk it up. I mean, he had one of those games. His last two games have not been good, and they're only two losses. He couldn't get the ball where he wanted. Even the little short passes, the little flares and stuff were like low or angled in such a way where the back didn't have room to run or whatever it was. He was bad. He was bad. And the Canes defense, you know, they stepped up in an incredible way. There was a lot of trash talk before the game. Not trash talk, but there was some conversation before the game about, you know, Reuben Bain versus the Aggie tackles and stuff. And they ate.
No one is more thankful for the result of that game than Miami's god-awful kicker who just could not buy
a kick to save his life. Michael Irvin clearly was thankful for that and perhaps whatever he could consumed.
I think he was taking some of those bath salts.
He was at the Jake Paul fight. He made it. Yeah. Michael Irvin, built different. We're a Johnny Manziel.
I just like how he's like a... Just like on all fours, like
yeah,
like a dog.
Oh, he was bear crawling,
right?
Like he had his hands on the ground,
and he took a belt to
12-man jersey,
right? this is my last question on the Aggies, John, and it's about going forward because Colin Klein, their offensive coordinator, took the job at Kansas State. I think Klein did a great job of getting Marcel Reed the most possible out of him, and we finally saw him revert back into a pumpkin on Saturday. So they're going to look for a better quarterback, but. How do you feel about their ability to have a good play caller, a good offensive coordinator with Klein gone?
Well, it's a promotion from within. So it was the quarterback's coach, running back's coach, one of those. So the system will probably stay the same. Marcel Reed is coming back.
It's like you don't want him back.
The thing is, he's so electrifying in so many ways. And he did
great
have,
athlete.
He did have some incredible passing days. I think it's one of those things where is he going to be able to hone in on a more consistent, passing part of his game. And that's going to be the million-dollar question for the Aggies. They have a much tougher schedule next year than this year at Alabama, at Oklahoma, at LSU, some of those. So, I'm not like necessarily you got to change him, but he's got to change.
Right.
He's got to get better. He showed some improvement from last season to this season, and if he shows the same, we'll see about it. But one of the main reasons I wanted to talk about the Aggies and the Canes is because who doesn't love a good Spanish language call?
En español.
Who doesn't love a good – and when you're talking Miami?
Por favor.
You're talking about – I mean, they have a Spanish language broadcast on every single game in every sport. They do baseball and basketball because of the heavy Hispanic-Cuban presence down there. So let's hear how it ended.
Izquierda, viene la jugada. Jugadita de engaño con Malaki, Tony por derecha. Sigue Tony, pasó. Sigue Tony. Va a entrar Tony. Señoras y señores. Touchdown Miami. Touchdown los huracanes. Con alma de niño y corazón de elefante. Muchacho, las segundas oportunidades son así. Malaki Tony se pone la capa de Superman. Los huracanes están ganando.
Got the heart of an elephant. He put on Superman's cape. Mixing metaphors, but whatever.
I loved it. I picked a couple of words out, and it was, Superman and Miami. As someone who speaks far too fast, far too often, I've been working on this for a lot of my speaking career. There's a part of me that thinks that my spirit language would have been Spanish because rapido. They go so
yes,
quick.
They do.
On the call of that. That was really impressive. Yeah. Loved hearing that call.
And, he's got the heart of an elephant. He put on Superman's cape. Just a wild stab at it. I'm guessing he's done some soccer in the past. The way he called the touchdown. Ah!
Yeah.
Goal!
The other big college football playoff game of the weekend, it was Oklahoma and Alabama. Oklahoma looked like they were going to run away with it early, and then all of the comical, hilarious things happened to them. The punter dropped the ball. You had missed field
goals.
That
was so crazy. I forgot about that.
Mateer had the ability to run for a first down. Instead, he chucks it downfield, but it bounces off of Oklahoma receiver's hands. It should have been caught. Like Oklahoma puked that game away, and... I walk away from that being annoyed because I don't think Alabama deserved to be in the college football playoff. I don't necessarily have a strong case for who should have been instead of them, but I felt like the way that they lost to Georgia in the SEC championship game should have been held against them in the college football playoff selection.
Not supposed to, but I get it.
And Oklahoma, they gave this game to Alabama. So Alabama is alive for the next round.
That's what you have to feel sick about if you're Oklahoma.
Yeah, and you know that just comes to show how big turnovers are in the postseason CFP. Like you may be the underdog or whatever. I think Alabama was the underdog in this, or was Oklahoma the underdog? You may be the underdog, but if you capitalize on your opportunities like what Alabama did, even if you feel like they don't deserve to be in there, Good teams capitalized on opportunities, and Alabama proved to be the better team that day. Shout out to John Mateer, though. I thought he had a good game.
He was healthy finally.
He finally looked like what we had seen earlier in the year when he was the Heisman frontrunner. So the quarterfinal, Oregon Tech, Miami, Ohio State. That's a fun rematch.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia, Ole Miss, Alabama, Indiana.
Call your shots here. What's going to be the upset upset? And what's going to be the best game?
I think Oregon Tech's the best game.
I do too. That's exactly.
I'm really excited for that game.
That's exactly where I was going.
At times, Oregon has looked like the best team in the country this year. Not every week, but at times they have. I like the Dan Lanning effects. Mm-hmm. They've got a real attitude and a chip on their shoulder. I like that a program that finally spends gets immediate results.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, what Indiana's doing has been really intriguing. This is unfair,
mm-hmm.
and I'm just admitting my Southern football is better than Northern football bias, but would anyone be surprised if Alabama beats Indiana, even though Indiana's been clearly the best team in college football?
Well, they
this
beat
season?
Them last year. You know, I would be somewhat surprised. Indiana has been a machine.
They've been so good.
They have been a machine. I'm looking more at Ole Miss, Georgia. Not intimidated. Played them. Offense. Nobody's really counting on them because they've had such turnover. Obviously, Lane Kiffin and some of the staff has gone back to help.
It'd be so funny if Ole Miss won and Lane Kiffin's gone.
It would be so funny.
I feel like they're the team of destiny at this point.
I don't know about destiny. I can see that they're not intimidated by Georgia. They see Georgia. You know, they know what they have. They obviously Kirby Smart and a lot of members of that Ole Miss staff. You know each other from just down the line, including back to Alabama. I could see Ole Miss getting it. Here's what I think is going to happen in the Miami-Ohio State game. Miami's defense played the game of its life, albeit against a quarterback that threw two interceptions that weren't – I mean, they were good plays, but, I mean, they were a lot largely on him. I could see Ohio State just running Miami.
Same. Oh,
I could just see Ohio State just running them.
Dude, the ACC stinks. As someone who roots for an ACC school, a school that somehow had 10 wins in last season, Syracuse, like that's my alma mater. Like that conference is just god awful.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about them getting that, I think, like rapper or something, like the commitment from that
Kill
rapper?
Kill me. we lost a coach. The Aggies just poached one of our coaches for God's
sake.
Oh, yeah,
Elijah Robinson.
Yeah. It was a nice 2 years with him.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, continuing as we go through college football on a Tuesday, Bobby Petrino.
Oh, Lord.
To North Carolina. Bill Belichick and Bobby Petrino.
I'm begging Hard Knocks, please try to go there.
Not
going to
happen.
Please.
Not going to happen.
I think this is a spectacular misfire.
Yes.
By Arkansas letting Bobby Petrino and that neck brace out the door. I feel like Bobby Petrino should always wear the neck brace going forward. And now I'm concerned that Bobby Petrino is going to try to stop love between the greatest leader in the history of the United States and his could be his granddaughter girlfriend. I am concerned that Bobby Petrino might invite her for a motorcycle ride and things won't go
well.
So
you got to
well.
Have a sidecar. You got to have Bobby.
I forgot about the sidecar.
You got to have Bobby Petrino in front, Bill Belichick with his arms wrapped around Petrino's waist.
Bay.
And then Jordan in the little sidecar, doing her nails, you know, with a little cheerleading bag, backpack there.
North Carolina's going to be entertaining next year. I don't think they'll be good.
They've been entertaining. It's a bleep show, and it just, you know, we got to the point of what could possibly go wrong, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, who's going to coach Michigan?
I think they missed out on Matt Campbell. I know you're going to be a Michigan man. Beggars can't be choosers now.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got some egg on your face. The details, we don't really need to get into them, but everything involving Sharon Moore, it's just worse and worse. The dude's a horn dog. Like, it's just liking people on Instagram, sending messages. Social media is the devil. Like, everyone should not be on it, especially if you're a person who is relevant, a person who's famous. But to be liking and responding to stories with reporters while the game is like hours away, that's pretty bad, man. So I don't know.
I keep saying, and I just called up the most recent odds. Biff Pogge, who's there.
I love Biff Pogge.
I like what he said the other day. He had the media availability for, you know, what is it, the Cheez-Its Bowl against Texas?
Yeah.
And he said, that it was a completely malfunctioning organization. Let's just put it where it is. Massive self-examination. So at least he's distancing himself or trying to. Maybe it's for the job, obviously. But he clearly did not like what was going on there. But I was looking at the next head coach odds, the latest as of an hour ago. Jeff Brohm.
Yeah.
At 31%. I don't.
Well, apparently they agreed to an extension because he was rumored to be in on the Penn State job, but mm-hmm. I guess Louisville stepped in with some cash.
Biff Pogge is at 14%.
And I like Biff Pogge.
I do too.
And I think that's an easy hire.
Kyle Whittingham, 16%.
I would think about Whittingham though, especially after the leave that he took from Utah, where he says, "I'm not retiring. I'm turning it over to the next guy." Mm-hmm. Does make me wonder if something is already in the works.
Yeah. And then there's chaos. Yeah. And we all love chaos. After Alabama won, everybody was just sort of saying, "Well, guess he's not going to Michigan now." Well, have they named a coach yet?
Nope.
I wouldn't write off Kalen DeBoer. I wouldn't. Even if they win again, I think they're just kicking it down the road. That's the guy that clearly that is at the top of their list. But the odds have gone down because, obviously they're winning Alabama, et cetera. But he's still got 9% odds.
Get the next gig while you can.
Yeah.
And throw some and ruin the college football playoff further. Let's have a second coach leave for another gig.
And then have Lane Kiffin leave LSU for Alabama without coaching a game.
It's just DeBoer is just not a good fit, in my opinion, for Alabama.
Not according to them.
And to wrap up.
Oh, for Alabama, yes.
Alabama.
Yeah.
Wrapping up college football on a Tuesday, I know Sean Pendergast is just torn about this after Notre Dame got left out of the college football playoff. But the battle for the George Shillelagh.
Yeah.
It's on a hiatus between Notre Dame and Southern California.
Yeah. At least a year, because I guess Notre Dame scheduled BYU for next year, which means their program is full.
Catholics versus Mormons.
Yeah.
/ Church of Latter-day Saints.
Yes.
Sorry to all my Mormon brethren.
It's a home-and-home agreement between BYU and Notre Dame, so it'll be in Provo next year and South Bend.
But they still have a space open next year, not 26, 27. So they could get USC back in 27.
No, because it's a home and home.
I understand that, but I'm saying there's still a space in their schedule.
Oh, okay. I thought I read somewhere.
Their schedule is full for 2026 with the BYU thing.
Okay.
But even with the BYU thing in 2027, there's still a space that they could put USC in. But nevertheless, it could be 1 year, could be more. That's a good rivalry. I've never put it up there with.
It had the iconic game in the mid-2000s with the Bush push and all of that. Mm-hmm. With a shillelagh under me arm and a twinkle in me eye, I'll be back to Tipperary in the morning. That's a real song. It's a song about a shillelagh, which is like a walking stick and it's a beating rod. The song is about the dad beating his kids with a stick. I'm not kidding. It's Irish culture, people. You guys don't
know. Same person who wrote the Christmas song.
What's with songs with having such dark twists?
No, at the end of the song, it's like, and every now and then he'd show it to me to make me understand. It's like, well, geez, dude. Anyway, Paul Gallant sitting in for Reggie. He's John Lopez. We got Colin Neal in for Figgy Fig. In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Don't go anywhere.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.